just did our look back this date in history. Another that slipped by, and Chris Dim reports it. On this date, after President Reagan had nominated Robert Bork for the Supreme Court and had him turned down. That was big at the time. That was 1987. Reagan nominated this guy, Bork, for the Supreme Court, and it was really surprising, I guess. And it became a huge thing, and so he was, by party lines, he was stopped from being on the U.S. Supreme Court. So Ronald Reagan comes up with his second choice, Ginsburg. What's his first name? Allen? Was Allen Ginsburg? That may be somebody else.
No, I think that's the beat poet, isn't it?
It is. It's something Ginsburg. Anyway, so this guy goes up for it, and he's also rejected by the Senate. And here's the kicker. You know the reason Ginsburg was not put on the U.S. Supreme Court? You ready for this? I just heard this. Because there were allegations that in his college days, he had smoked marijuana.
Boom.
I mean, so what? Who cares?
Take your stuff and get out.
You know,
but get your bong and leave, Ginsburg.
Different time.
Different time. I'll tell you this now. Even I was a young Republican, and in 1992, when Bill Clinton was first running for the presidency,
that was one of the main questions they asked him. Did you smoke weed?
And he's what? Well, this is so Clinton.
He tried to split the difference.
How can you do that? He goes, I did. But I didn't inhale.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Remember him?
Yeah.
I didn't inhale. That became such a catchphrase.
And now at that time, I was a little bit, I guess you would call me, that was the word right there. Chris Dim just mimed a square. He drew a square in
the air.
I was a little square. So when Bill Clinton said, when it came out, oh, he smoked weed. All my classmates were like, that's who I'm voting for. And I said, you guys have to understand.
Mm-hmm. He's the president of the United States of America.
He can't have smoked weed.
He can't smoke weed in college. You can't have that. One of my professors said, I wouldn't vote for anybody that didn't smoke a little weed.
Oh, I know you and that professor never saw eye to eye.
I was shocked.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you never. That professor, forget it.
Luckily for you, for that professor, they didn't have Rate My Professor back then.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, you would have.
You'd have flamed him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was unbelievable. I could not believe he said that. I said,
I don't like the word homework. I like home challenges.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. That got me going so bad. And, I sure did. I said to him, how could a professor, a man leading us, say he wouldn't vote for anyone who hadn't done weed? And that's what he said. I wouldn't vote for anybody that hadn't smoked a little weed. And he was I was deep into my major. It was a radio television course, and I just couldn't believe he said it. Mm-hmm. Well, now, of course, I'm gummying up.
You know, I was going to say, life has beaten you.
Changed. You eat it backstage in brownie form at comedy shows.
I have.
You gummied up on the beach.
I have.
All it took for you was a wife, a couple kids.
Yeah, that's right.
A radio career and life to beat you down to the point where you're like, you know what?
Yeah,
me high.
Get me Ginsburg. Get me Clinton. I'd call that old professor. I should call that professor and say, you were right. Mm-hmm. It's about what, man?
I get it now.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I get it. I know where you're coming from.
I've gotten lots of calls like yours.
I was just exploring yesterday about buying some weed that would make me arouse sexually.
What?
Yeah, we had a caller not long
ago. Just the three H's?
Yeah. Horny, happy, and hard. Happy, hard, and high, happy, and hard. Something like that. And you can get over at Spencer Gift, but I thought maybe I should just have it.
Spencer sells it?
Yeah.
No, at the mall?
That's what our caller said. So go over to Spencer and get a little product, a little gummy called high, happy, and hard.
This is how you end up in the ER. And then on that show, like ER stories you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
That's how you end up getting the blood drained out of your penis with one of those big needles.
I Googled it.
I've been hard for 6 days.
And it'd be awesome if like one of the side effects turns your skin a pale blue.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What's going on?
You become an episode of The Pit.
Ripped from the headlines.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the amusing asides, not one of the more serious storylines.
No. Why is this guy blue? Oh, he's on that happy, high, and horny car.
Oh, no. Did he go to Spencer's at the mall?
Yeah.
At least I could meet Noah Wiley. You know, maybe I'd be there as a consultant on the thing or something. But anyway, yes, I was Googling it, and there's a couple of them out there that are highly recommended. And they
Do you discuss this with your physician?
No.
With any family members?
No. I would just order this, and it would have to come
in. What about your weed
Well,
consultants?
That's the thing. I have a friend
Who can get things?
Who can get things. And I'm running. I'm about out of my current supply. Normally, I'll pop one on a weekend, you know, and I get about 10. It's been about 10 weeks since I got it, two or three left. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just look online because somebody said they'll just deliver right to your door. But that seems illegal, doesn't it? We're not in a legalized state.
Uh-uh. And it's not supposed to go through the mail at all.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
Yes.
Well, there's websites that will say, we'll mail it right to your door in a discreet package.
Well, there you go.
I mean, should I try? Am I getting
Did anyone order this thing a Maxwell House coffee? Oh, no, that's my weed.
Now, am I getting in trouble or are they getting in trouble? You know, I'll plead ignorance here and go online and say, all right.
Did you research the company?
No, not at all.
You just did a Google search.
I just did a Google search, and then all the comments were, kept me going. You know, it made me feel great.
Well, I'll tell you, if you just Googled it and found, I guarantee you it's basically a scam. It's not going to be the real thing. It's something they can legally mail to you.
Well, says
because they're not going to risk it.
Is it an herbal supplement dressed up to make you?
I bet if you read the fine print, it'd be like, this is an herbal supplement, not actual blah, blah, blah.
Well, it says contains such and such grams of THC. I mean, it literally says that. Here's how much THC. And all these guys commenting are like, made me exactly what it said it would. High, happy, and hard, you know, at the same time. I don't know.
You have it saved right there on your phone, huh?
I was just looking. I'm sorry.
I would.
I was just looking at it for a second.
It's your landing page.
Just for a second.
You finally changed the picture really in front of your kids.
It shouldn't be, but now.
Why don't you send it here to the office first?
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, let me send it to the office. But then,
under someone else's here's name.
But sometimes, I mean, do we get mail here? Because sometimes I'm afraid it'll sit out in the rain and I'll have to come by.
The Horio Hunter sends stuff through the mail.
Yeah.
You're right.
Our friend Red Rachel, she does a good job of getting the packages where they need to go.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it comes after hours? This is an after hours package. This is a product.
Well, then there is a good chance one of the locals.
Exactly.
Under the train.
They don't just leave it at the door.
I hope not.
I mean, outside the door on the street.
I would hope not.
Man, imagine opening that package. Jackpot! We all gonna be high, horny tonight.
Guys under the train track. So come venture and find that package. I just can't have it. I can't have that.
What's the price for
$29.99?
For how many?
I believe it was 12 for
gummies or pills?
Gummies. And I just did a quick exploration of it. You know, mm-hmm. just the other day. Because I thought, let's just see. Because the caller a few weeks ago.
Had that call never left your head? Or did something spur you? Or did you look at your now emptying medicine closet?
I'm looking at my emptying medicine closet.
Okay.
And I think, is the next one. Because I told you, it all puts me in the mood. I mean, if I'm gummied up, I am in the mood for love. And
I'm ready for love.
Right. So I thought, let me just get one that's the claim it makes. As the caller had said. So I looked online. It said, we'll mail it right to your door. It's got such and such grams of THC. But I'm worried that since we're not in a legal state, some dog's going to sniff it and come right to my house mm-hmm, with the police mm-hmm. officers. I don't know. I just don't know the answer to that. Here's the thing that outrages me.
Could you obliquely bring it up with our attorney?
Oh, what a good idea. Let me obliquely bring it up. I'll just say, hey.
I have a friend.
If somebody wanted this, how can it be done? Matt, do you know the legalities of this? How it can be mailed through the mail? Go ahead.
Yes. So THCA is something that's basically able to be sold in every single state. You can order it through the mail. There's Delta 8, THC, and Delta 9. THCA is basically Delta 8, non-psychoactive, until it's heated or lit on fire. Then it becomes Delta 9, the stuff that everybody wants, the real weed, quote unquote. It doesn't become illegal until it's heated.
Okay.
Whoa.
So you heat it in the privacy of your own home, and you're doing something illegal, but okay. But in gummy form, then, would it affect me well? Because I'm not going to melt down a gummy, of course.
No. You're getting Delta 8 gummies with 0.3% Delta 9 or less, which is the legal limit.
All right. Mm. Okay, but I wonder if that would do the trick for me. You know, I might need to.
Do you know, Matt, if that's okay to send through the mail?
Yes. Anything that's less than 0.3% Delta 9 or less that's coming in the form of THC is legal to send through the mail.
Well, there you have it.
Mm.
Would you recommend me just take a couple of them, double up to get the effect?
I'd recommend you get something that you can heat or light. that will get you the full effect of what you want.
Okay. There you have it.
God. All right, what a call.
I'm going to look into that then as well.
You just made the elite callers list.
Wow.
You're on the elite callers list. We're going to have.
Anytime the topic comes up, Matt, you call through, we'll put you right through.
Get Matt. We need Matt in here.
It's like those Disney Super Pass lines. You just come right to the front of the call list. Stuff.
That's exactly right. He'll be on our wall of fame.
Weed advisor.
And you know, it won't be the local cops that bust you. It'll be the feds.
Because it's cross state lines.
Yeah, it's cross state lines. It'll be, you know, ski masks and
and
vests that say FBI. Yeah, it won't be.
It'll be the police ice guys.
Yeah, you won't be able to local your way out of this one. I don't know if this voice sounds familiar. Get on the ground. Yeah.
I have a family.
The local police, you know, you might be able to kind of be like, hey, I'm Chris Kelly. I'm high. But
not this one.
Feds aren't going to care.
Not these guys. Exactly.